for those folks in Petersburg who were fighting the switch to the Juneau district or to be part of the Juneau district, I think the biggest worry was the town would have less of a voice in the legislature. Can you give me some of your thoughts on that concern?
Sure. The first thing I want to say is that, you know, having been raised in a political family, I know that that has nothing to do with me. And I've thought about it quite a bit. And, you know, my dad had a terrible redistricting plan in his last race. And through that experience, and he lost that race. And through that experience, I kind of get it. You know, I mean, if I lived in Petersburg and I thought I'm going to be taken out of a district I liked, that I was used to, I wouldn't be happy about it. So I guess I want to say I can really empathize. And so at the same time, what I want to say is that I love Alaska, and I love Southeast particularly. I chose to come and live here in Southeast, and I've been really just blessed for the last, it doesn't seem possible, but the last 14 years to be in the legislature. And because I grew up, you know, in Palmer and came down to Southeast every year because my dad was in the legislature, I have a little bit, I guess, a broader view, I think, than just downtown Juneau. I love Juneau. It's my home. But I recognize that you can't, you know, just represent one particular town's interest. So that coupled with the fact that we Southeasterners work together in the legislature. We have a Southeast caucus, we have a coastal caucus, and I really love working in a team. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I want to assure people that if this case stands and it doesn't go further in court, that I will work my absolute hardest to get to know the issues, to get to know you, to get to know the people of Petersburg, and that I'm really excited about that. I mean, the thought of getting to represent a wonderful community like Petersburg is really very exciting to me, and it's especially given my Scandinavian heritage, I mean, the thought of getting to come to Petersburg and campaign and to be there with you is very exciting to me. So I guess that's what I would say. I would also say my door is open. My phone is open. You know, call me, talk to me. I'd be happy to talk anytime to anyone. Myself and my staff are really looking forward, if elected, to representing you.
And, of course, as we know, it's not just Petersburg. Another new town in your district is Skagway, and then not to mention smaller communities like Kuprnoff and Tenekee and Gustavus and Excursion.
Right.
Thoughts on traveling around all those different towns that you'll be now instead of just downtown Juneau and Douglas?
Well, and that's actually really, I'm really looking forward to that, too, and thank you. I know you asked about Petersburg, but equally excited about Skagway and Kuprianov and all of the other places. In fact, I talked to our Juneau reporter last night and said it, and I'll say it again, I mean, it's going to be the most beautiful district in the world. I mean, the thought that I get to campaign in these absolutely spectacularly beautiful places is really pretty exciting. And for the, you know, first time in a long time, my husband said, wow, we can get on the ferry and go campaign. And, you know, after a while, I mean, I love campaigning in Juneau, but this is going to be more of a challenge, and it'll be an opportunity to get out and to see more of Southeast and also to be on the ferry system, which is so important to all of us. But it's maybe more work, but for me, it's more exciting.
Every year in the legislature, a big issue for most communities is funding for projects, and that's that often tops the list of concerns for folks. And so I think Petersburg, of course, as well as I'm sure Skagway and other communities in your new district, if you're reelected, are going to be looking for funding. Do you see a way or do you have ideas for how you're going to be able to spread out that influence beyond just the community of Juneau?
Well, the nice thing about that is, again, we've got a pretty big Southeast caucus, and we work well together, and that the delegation I'm in right now with Senator Egan and Representative Munoz, I know that Senator Egan and Representative Munoz will be very receptive to the other community's concerns. Dennis is, you couldn't get a more experienced senator, and he's on the Finance Committee, and he'll be a great teammate in working to support these communities and their financial needs. It'll mean we have a bigger budget request, and we'll work as hard as we do for Juneau for those communities.